This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the Junks, live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline is Mike Rizzo, president of baseball ops and general manager of your Washington Nationals, presented by FH Fur Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical, the official plumbing partner of the Nationals. Absolutely the best. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Mikey?
Doing okay. It's frustrating for us as fans. I can't imagine how frustrated you must be. It's a long season, but it's tough when you have, you know, you have to deal with all the issues you guys have had to deal with. I felt like we were turning around a couple of games ago, and then we had a tough one yesterday. How close are we to being at full strength, Mike?
I think we're pretty much at full strength. We're kind of waiting on a couple of relievers and John Lester. So, you know, the everyday lineup, I think, is pretty much intact for the last two games and waiting to get a couple of pitchers back, and we should be fully loaded and ready to go. But again, you know, you build this depth and you try and get over these humps of different roadblocks that they throw at you, and you just got to battle through it. So, yesterday was a bad day at the office for Strauss and the Nats, and the Cardinals took advantage of it. And, you know, we got another game today at noon, and we're ready to strap it on and win a game.
Mike, controversy in the wake of last night's performance from Strasburg. He was shown on a TV camera after the third inning, rubbing the area between his neck and his right shoulder. But apparently that camera shot is not supposed to be seen because that happened in the tunnel. So
he's pissed off.
Strauss is upset about it. Davey's upset about it. You're upset about it as well.
It's just that you're not supposed to be, having cameras down there because, you know, we do a lot of work down there. You go over sequences and signs. And, you know, there's coaching going on down there. It's just not for the public eyes. It's when you go down and you walk into that tunnel, you're supposed to be able to, you know, do what you do. So, yeah, that upset the guys a little bit. But again, you know, it's part of the game, and it had, had nothing to do with Strauss's performance. And let's move on.
Who's responsible for that?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. You know, the television station, I guess, when we're on the road these days in the COVID world, I think we use the home team's feed. So I haven't investigated it to this point, but I'm sure we'll find out more information about it.
So when you get off, the one good thing about getting off, to a slow start, nobody wants to get off to a slow start. But you guys have the experience from a few years ago, and you could kind of build on that on some level. Now, you've had a lot of experience. You've had a lot of slow starts before, I'm sure, and I'm sure you've come back from a lot of them. But does, you know, winning a World Series after coming, you know, after getting off to a slow start, having done that so recently, does that give you any comfort now or not really?
Well, you don't like the slow start because it puts, you know, just makes it more difficult later on during the season. But you know, we look at it this way. We finally have the lineup that we want out there. It's hard to beat any team, let alone the Braves and the Dodgers with 11 of your you're starting 27 players on your roster, you know, off the roster. So, right. You know, we're just starting to get a little rhythm, a little synergy the last couple of games. I think that it's going to be a lineup that's going to certainly score enough runs to win, along with our pitching staff. And I think there's been some flashes of good things that have happened. But certainly you need to play better baseball, and you've got to start winning some series. And you know, that's our thought process: win series and look at a smaller scope instead of the grander scope of a full season. You just take it in increments of series upon series, and you try to win those. And we have an opportunity to win a series against the Cardinals today, and then go home and take on the Diamondbacks for four when we get home.
Yeah, and like you said, it's all about today. And Ross pitched really well in his opener, and his I guess that was the first time he'd pitched since the World Series. Correct me if I'm wrong. And if he goes well, you know, he pitched well today, you guys win that series, and then you're back home on a positive, right?
Definitely. Yeah, you win a series against the Cardinals at their place is always difficult to do. So that'll be exciting. And Joe pitched well his last start. You know, he hasn't pitched it since 2019, since he sat out 20, and we're excited to see him, you know, bounce back from his first start to his second start. So it's often that second and third starts when you're building up, such as Joe Ross and Stras did. You know, let's not forget Stras missed almost the whole season last year also. So these guys are building up arm strength, building up stamina, building up endurance to get through this grind. And sometimes when you miss a full entire season, it takes a little bit longer to get to those points.
Is that what you attribute some of the lower velocity that the announcers and everybody was focusing on yesterday with Stras? Is just building up arm strength, just, you know, coming off the surgery and everything else?
I think so. I think it's, you know, just not built up, and the stamina is not built up. And, he's flashed 94, 95 this season. So we know it's in there. Again, it's often these early starts that velocity dips a little bit, and you just got to work your way through it and build that endurance and arm strength. And we think that when he left the ballpark yesterday, he felt good. So we'll see how he feels today, and we're looking forward to every time Stras starts, I look forward to it because I think we're going to win that game. So now when he pitches, I feel good about it.
Mm-hmm. You had to be pleased with how Fetty pitched the other day. Maybe faded a hair there at the end of it, but he looked fantastic. And then, you know, I told you before the season started, and I think most people think, I mean, the back end of your bullpen is going to win you some games this year. I mean, it's going to close out some games. It's going to, you know, they're going to save some games there that maybe we had lost in years past. You have to be really happy about the back end of your bullpen, I think.
Yeah, I think the bullpen is pitched well as a whole. You know, it's sometimes those unheralded middle relievers that they have to grind out that those lopsided games gets overlooked. But I think that a good bounce back by Brad Hand who obviously started his season late, and Hudson's been good, and Rennie has shown flashes of building up his arm strength and from spring training. So we like the composition of the bullpen. Sam Clay, one of our young lefties, has thrown really well against the Dodgers. He had a terrific outing there, multiple inning outings. So we think that the bullpen's pitched well, and I think once we get a little, we get a couple of guys back, and we kind of fit into what our bullpen's going to look like long term, I think we'll get a good feel for how Davey's going to use those guys and really get a sense of how deep that bullpen is and how talented they are.
And I could be totally wrong on this, Mike, but I just don't see any team running away with your division. And you're kind of seeing it now. I mean, I know you're only 7-8 games in, but from top to bottom, only separated by 2.5 games, even though it's early, I just don't see it. I mean, you know how good the Braves are. You know how good the Mets are. I think the Phillies will be better. Marlins are going to be better. They've won three straight. You guys will come back and start winning some games. I mean, top to bottom, I just don't see anybody really running away. I don't know how many wins it's going to take to win it. You might have your thoughts on that and an opinion, but you know, just as a fan, just watching these teams, it's really tight.
It's going to be tight. It's going to be a dogfight all the way. I think you know, we play each other very, very well and very, very tight. And these games are you know, extremely, extremely competitive. So, yeah, we're prepared for that. I know the other teams in the division are prepared for it. I mean, we play each other a lot, so I think it's going to be an exciting run to the finish. And I agree. I think it's going to be nip and tuck the whole way. And you know, it's going to come down to those, you know, to those last games. And if you're playing meaningful games at the end of the season, that's a good thing. So I think that this division is talented, and I think you're seeing, you know, early on that it's going to be very competitive.
Did you see your boy Wilson Ramos has 6 bombs in 7 games or 8 games?
Yeah, it's incredible. He's
where'd that come from?
Yeah, you know, well, he's a big, strong guy, and he's been on tears like this before, where he gets hot and just can put a team on his back. It's you know, it's good that he plays in the American League, where he can take some days off catching and still hit. And you know, good person, good player, you know, all around good guy. Happy for him.
Well, I just picked him up on my fantasy team because he was a free agent. I was like, I got to take. I mean, I got James McCann, the catcher for the Mets, and he's poo, sitting like $1.30. So I picked up Ramos, and McCann's on the bench.
Hey, Mike, when are all the Nats players going to pull
Mike
their
money? Much to say. When
are, I think he cares about your fantasy team.
No, he doesn't. No. Mike, when are the Nats players going to pull their money and buy into an NBA team like A-Rod is about to do? In Minnesota,
I don't know. A-Rod's made a lot of money, so he could probably afford a couple NBA teams. But yeah, it's incredible. You know, venturing out into the sports world in ownership. So it's crazy.
Hey, Mike, I want you to see if you can jump in on this. So we have Zim on every week now. We're super excited about it. We love Zim. And we asked him at the end of the interview last time, who's got the best house? Who's got the best property here? And he pointed out there aren't that many guys, right? A lot of guys just rent or, you know, they're only here for a couple years. Not that many guys that have that kind of security. But it's him. It's Strauss. I think it's Max. Those are the big ones, right? He claims he's got the best house of all the guys on the team. Now, you could throw yourself in there, but I think you're still downtown, right? In like a condo, as far as I know. Give us your
bet. I bet you Mike has a house somewhere else in the country. He probably does. Has one in Arizona or Florida.
I'm sure. But who's got the best house in town of the guys?
I've been to Zim's, and I was at Gio's when he was in town here. Jason Worth has a very nice house in town. I've been there a couple of times. Mm-hmm. But if I in my townhome is, you know, is not in this in the same ballpark as
right.
as those mansions. So I don't know. Zim's going to be tough to beat. Worth's was really tough to beat. So I'm going to say a tie between those two.
Ooh, Mike, do you own a house in Arizona?
I do not anymore. No, I had a couple of them there. I do not anymore.
Okay, so you're only.
I have one in Florida.
Ah, there you go. What part of Florida is it?
Palm Beach County.
There you go.
Nice.
Right near the training complex.
Guarantee it has a pool, too. Yeah, guarantee
sure
it
does.
It's going to have to invite the junks out next time we're out there.
Well, that would be nice.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
We're waiting.
Post-COVID.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, we're there. We're ready.
All right, Bickle will pay for dinner if we come down.
Sure, why not?
Best of luck in the getaway day game, and we'll see you back in D.C. Tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right.
It's Mike Rizzo, president of baseball ops and general manager of your Washington Nationals. Been a tough go. Strasburg had a rough outing yesterday, but hopefully he bounces back from that. And Ross pitched really well against the Dodgers, so hopefully you see some of that again today.
Let me see
in
what FanDuel has on that Nats game at Ross. He's plus 118. All right, so plus 120-ish. I think I might play it.
Mm.
I think I might play the Nats at plus 120.
I kind of like it.
I know people don't like it, but I'm going to mention it in my FanDuel spot. I like the under. I know you guys hate unders.
You like the under 8.5?
Okay. Yep. Kind of big explosion yesterday. I don't see that happening two games in a row. Let's see.
Maybe that's the move. Play the under.
My instinct. Yeah.
In the Nats game, Nats Cards game. Of course, you can hear that right here on 106.7 The Fan. When we come back, we'll tell you what happens, at least with one person, when $1.2 million showed up in her bank account. What did she do with it? We'll tell you about that next here on 106.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Coming up at 9:40, it's a game show Wednesday. You'll have a chance to win some cool prizes. We have tickets to see Kane Brown with Jordan Davis and Restless Road November 4th at Capital One Arena. We also have a dozen Golfdom tailor-made Junkies logoed golf balls from our friends at Golfdom. Those are up for grabs at 9:40. Game Show Wednesday brought to you by MGM National Harbor. I love that place. I love the poker room. Cody Betts loves it, too. You can go see him probably playing roulette, baccarat, three-card poker. Get out to MGM National Harbor. I need to get back into a tournament soon. I'm probably going to do that maybe early next week, see if my luck can change for the better.
Is Cody upset with us breaking his balls? It's kind of the job to just...
No, it's all good.
He's fine.
Get your balls broken.
I defended him.
I've been more tilted.
He's an Ashburn kid. He's a Briar kid. I defended him. You busted his balls.
Well, I mean, would you wear those jerseys?
I wouldn't wear them, but I can see why he's selling them. He's going to make money.
Yeah, but
it's all about capitalism, my friend.
Do you buy something for $20 and sell it for $30? Why don't you buy it for $20 and sell it for $50?
When he says he's going to have to wait a couple months, he's right. I was talking to someone in the golf industry yesterday and said that they've got so much stuff just sitting on barges out in the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, really?
Oh, there's so many barges and boats out there with
to get stuff delivered
with all this product because Newsom, Governor Newsom, out there in California, he only lets like 10% of the boats in.
You're kidding?
Because they're all coming from Asia, and they're just sitting out there in the middle of the ocean, just waiting to drop off stuff, you know, for all different types of companies, right? So he might not get those jerseys for a while if they're coming from China. China. Right.
Well, he's also kind of a donk, Cody, here because he put the wrong address down and sent him to a friend in North Dakota.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
What are you doing?
Well, now that makes me wonder.
Where was he trying to send it to?
His house.
Myself. But it was just the last time I sent a jersey out, it was to North Dakota, and I just left the address still.
Oh, you just didn't correct it.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's got to pay for all the
shipping. Getting all 25 sent to him?
Yeah.
So you're going to have it double shipped. You're going to get it in like a 2022.
Oh, yeah. You think your friend's going to ship it to you for free?
No, I'll Venmo a couple bucks.
Oh my God!
Well, what a disastrous business plan this is.
Division two kid, right there. That's what that is, right there. Division two.
You're joning.
I could go in, but it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah. No, you could join.
Eventually, you'll get them. Don't worry about it.
Programming note that I got from one drab T-shirt during the break. Pretty big. Tomorrow we have two just massive guests on the show.
Hints.
All right. Hint, the first guest is coming on at 7:40.
Okay.
He's never been on the show before.
Okay.
Will I be interested?
Yes.
I will.
Let me ask you this. Is he an actor, athlete?
Athlete.
All right. Hall of Famer?
Interested.
He will be a Hall of Famer.
Current player?
Current.
Approaching a milestone.
Big milestone with his franchise coming up tomorrow.
Backstrom.
Ovi.
Nicholas Backstrom.
Oh, Backstrom.
Joining the show for the first time ever, 7:40 tomorrow.
Sweet.
So he'll play in his 1,000th game in a Caps uniform tomorrow night when they go out and pwn the Sabres.
How'd you pull that one, Grabby?
Oh, we've just been working with the Caps about it. It's a big day for him. So.
Yeah. Good. All right, good pull. I like it. And so, do you have another one?
Nicholas Backstrom at 7:40, and then at 9:20, Ryan Zimmerman.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
Love
just
them.
Two massive Washington, D.C. sports names are going to be on the show tomorrow.
Does Zim owe us his walk-up choice?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we have to press him on that.
Yeah. Drabby, I don't know if you want to remind the PR guy to put a bug in his ear to think about that.
Okay. He said he was going to tell us tomorrow on the
he probably, as soon as he hung up, didn't think about it.
Yeah.
So someone might have
to
remind
thinking
him.
About trying to beat the Cardinals.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm super excited. Give me a reason to wake up tomorrow, okay?
Yes, exactly. Reason to get out of bed in the morning.
Is that the reason? Is that the only reason?
I mean, you know, you have some guy for the first time. I'm excited.
Cakes, is there any big Swedish rock bands that Nikki might get sized for?
Ooh, that's
definitely.
He would get sized for that. Flakes get sized for.
Rock set.
I don't know.
I think
like,
they're from Sweden.
Swedish rock bands. Yngwie Malmsteen is from Sweden, guitar hero from way back in the day, but
I don't think he knows him. Is that before his time?
I mean, Yngwie Malmsteen is in his 50s.
Yeah, it might be before his time.
He's like a classically trained heavy metal guitarist. He's silly, but I don't know if that's Nick Backstrom's cup of tea, so to speak.
Is it Valdez that put in there ABBA? Are they
ABBA is Swedish, that's correct.
Yeah. How would Valdez know that?
I think it's
because he watches Jeopardy every night.
Oh.
He knows
maybe his
things.
Dad's listening or something, and his dad told him.
What?
I don't know. How would he know ABBA?
That's before his time, right? I knew that as well. That's been out there.
Yeah,
Let's play ABBA or Roxette on
What's
the
ABBA's biggest hit? They have
Dancing
a bunch
Queen,
of them?
I would guess.
Yeah. Dancing Queen, probably.
It's gotta be, that's got to be their one seed,
Can you
right?
find that, Cody? A radio at Dancing Queen? Do I know that instantly, Kate?
Of course you do.
Sweep aside all of the
I don't
cars
listen to that crap.
And the Foreigner that Cody's been playing. Get rid of that residue and play some ABBA.
What other hit? Give me their top three smashes, okay?
ABBA?
Because they had quite a few, right? Don't they have like a legendary sort of like a greatest hits album?
I'm sure they do. The only one I know by name is Dancing Queen.
Take a Chance on Me.
Take a Chance on Me. I do know that tune, too.
You know, the SOS, you know that one. You know,
I do.
You probably know 10 of their songs.
I feel like that when I used to order like the 8 for one penny, like
Columbia
ABBA.
House. Silly. We all did that.
ABBA would always be like one of the big like greatest hits albums that you could choose.
I used to get so horny for that package to show up.
Either
the cassettes. Or then it graduated to CDs.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that would make my month when I saw that show up on the doorstep.
All right, this is Dancing Queen.
Yeah.
Yes, Richie.
Of course, I've heard this, but I mean,
we're gonna play this on the end.
We're really gonna sound old.
Is this your jam, Lurch? Does this get you sized?
I mean, it's okay. It's not better than Roxette.
Does
you know
Cakes
what?
Get sized
it's not best. It's not better than Listen to Your Heart.
Cakes, you've definitely seen Mamma Mia.
I mean, once a long time ago.
Isn't that film like based on?
I think it's all like ABBA songs. Yeah, I would never see it again. I think there was a follow up. I think there was a sequel. It's one of the worst movies ever. I mean, just singing throughout. It's terrible.
How do you not like that? You're a music guy.
I'm a music guy, but I'm not big on musicals. When I see a movie, I want to see acting. I don't want to see singing.
I don't think I've ever heard
I don't think I saw Mamma Mia, thank God.
This was a popular ABBA song?
Yes.
have to play ABBA just because he's from Sweden?
No, he's probably so tired of that.
So tired of that shtick.
Do they have any current artists? Or no, they just out on current artists.
You know what? I'll do a little digging on Nicholas Backstrom and see if he has any musical likes that we could lean into. Oh, but you know what? He has to have a goal song for when he scores at Capital One Arena. We'll just play that, whatever that is.
True.
Like when TJ Oshie scores, they play Country Roads. I don't know what they play when Backy scores, though he did score last night. Basically, everybody scored last night.
Yeah, everyone on the roster scored. Including my new guy, Mantha.
Mantha, yes.
Yeah, Anthony.
You nice think new addition.
That's really be your guy?
I wonder if they call him Anthony or Tony.
We can ask Nicholas Backstrom tomorrow.
Yeah.
When he joins the show at 7:40.
All right, do the story of the chick that found all the money in her account. I could see Lurch doing this.
Yeah, you don't want to be. I think her name is Her name is Keelan Spadoni.
Okay.
She's 33 years old, and she's from the New Orleans area. She's a 911 dispatcher for the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office, and she was arrested on Wednesday for allegedly refusing to return more than $1.2 million that Chuck Schwab and company had mistakenly deposited into her brokerage account.
Okay. So check your account, and there's $1.2 million extra in there?
So what happened was, I guess they tried to do like a software enhancement on the website, and they attempted to make a deposit, I think, of $82 to her account, $82.56. Was supposed to go into her Fidelity brokerage account. But mistakenly, they transferred $1.2 million into her account.
Mm.
And she saw it. She said, well, now I'm going to make out like a bandit.
Well, let me guess. She tried to move money around, or she went and bought some big purchase.
She immediately moved the money to a different account.
Right.
Said she used some of the money to buy a house and a new car. She bought a 2021 Hyundai Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the price tag for that starts at $48,000.
Isn't
that the car that Tiger was in?
That's the car Tiger was in.
Yeah. So she bought one of those and then tried to buy a new house. And big surprise, she was arrested.
Ooh.
Because you can't take the $1.2 million that's mistakenly placed in your account. And then you start spending it all over the place.
I know it's tempting.
Hasn't something happened like that with you before, Lurch? Like you got like too much tax money back? I feel like it's happened with one of the junks. Maybe JP.
I think it was JP.
Right? You get too much tax money back, and then you have to return it, or you know, like work screwed up. Didn't work like double pay him one time?
Oh, I think that happened to me too.
Yeah,
I think that might have happened to me. I don't even know if I realized that I was so clueless. And they're like, hey, stupid, you got double paid. We're going to have to dock your next paycheck.
Yeah, and then didn't you have to have like a zilch paycheck one time?
I believe so. I think I got a Cody Betts paycheck. No money in it.
Yeah, you had a goose
egg. I got a ghost paycheck, and I was salty.
If you get $1.2 million, she's going to have to go to the stupidity jail.
Right.
All right. She's going to go to the regular jail probably. But for a few days, but she's got to go to stupidity jail, because if you get $1.2 million in your account, you know someone's going to come after and look for it. Someone's going to come after and go, give it back. All right. So you can't move it immediately and say, I don't know where that money is.
This is pretty funny, but one of the details from the story is the next day after Schwab realized they made a mistake, they sent a reclaim request to the institution that administers the account.
Mm-hmm.
But the request was rejected, with Schwab receiving a, quote, cash not available notification, because it was gone.
It was gone.
She offloaded it.
She moved it.
She stashed it away.
If you got, like, let's say you got, like, 10 milli showed up in your account.
Right.
Would you immediately, knowing that they're eventually going to catch on, would you immediately try to cash out and move to, like, I don't know, the Bahamas or something?
Right.
And just try to just skate?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Because you know you're going to get busted.
Yeah, they're going to come after you.
Go someplace where they don't have extradition or something. Go someplace where they don't have that, where they don't care about the United States.
Right. I'm going
to
move
to China.
Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to bring
Snowden?
Your kids?
I'm going to live in an embassy with Snowden.
Are you going to bring your kids too?
I'm going to say, this is a one in a million shot. I got 10 milli just showed up in my account. I'm out of here.
So just live on the run the rest of your life.
Well, you live in a place where they don't care.
I think How do you know they don't care?
I think Cody has tracked down Nikki Backstrom's goal song if we want to hear it.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, I get sighed.
Oh, this is a great song. Here we go again.
Here I go again.
Oh, damn it.
All right, who is it? This is not Foreigner. Who is this, Kate?
No, I want to hear who you think it is, EB.
Oh, no.
I want you to think through this one.
It's like, does it start with a C?
No, it does not.
Oh, I used to have this one. I used to have
right,
this album,
it's silly.
Actually. What's the first letter of the band's name?
W. W, yep.
W what?
H.
W-H.
Just W-H. A great tune.
White.
Yep.
White tail.
Well, this thing has a tail.
White. What is it, Kay?
This is very entertaining.
No, let him try and guess.
Yeah, white what? White snake, Rick. White snake. All right, so we're playing this tomorrow when Nicholas Backstrom joins us at 7:40.
That's a great tune.
40. Did you donks know that a lot of window companies are quoting extremely long wait times to replace your windows? But not Thompson Creek, because Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their windows direct from their local factory, so they can replace your windows faster than the competition. And now, to celebrate their 40th anniversary, Thompson Creek is giving you 40% off. Buy one window, get one 40% off, including expert installation and incredible finance options. Call 855-57-CREEK or visit thompsoncreek.com for all your details.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Time now for the prize pigs of the world to unite. 800-636-1067. The Gambit DC listener lines are open on a game show Wednesday brought to you by our friends at MGM National Harbor. We're going to play some fact or fiction. Got some good prizes on the line. We have tailor-made Junkies logoed golf balls from our friends at Golfdom, and we have two pairs of tickets to see Kane Brown with Jordan Davis and Restless Road, November 4th, 2021, at Capital One Arena. So 800-636-1067 to play.
All right, real quick, let's go to Harry. Remember the guy who called in who was taking his PGA test yesterday? Can't remember where he was playing.
He was playing down in Crisfield, Maryland.
Yeah, and I think he thought the number was going to be about 77. That's the number you got to shoot to get your card there. Harry, how'd it go, bud? Harry, are you there?
Yeah, actually. Hey, guys, you got me?
Yep. Yeah. What's up, Harry?
Hey. Yeah, so it turned out it was a little bit more of a favorable score. It was 157, so that's 78, 79.
Yeah.
Didn't go my way. Unfortunately, the first round, I stunk it up and shot an 86. I had to shoot par my second round. I came back and played a lot better. I actually shot a 78 on my second round. but too little too late, obviously.
Were you nervous? Were the nerves?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. You're always nervous.
Yeah, he's nervous, man.
How many guys hit the number? Wow. How many guys hit the number?
I think maybe only like 3 or 4. Usually not that many pass, but yeah. I mean, it was tough. It's always windy out there. It's like 2 club lengths difference for your shots. The greens weren't fully healed yet. They were still coming back from being aerified. So, you know, really tough to putt on and chip. But, yeah, I'm going to have another one in about 2 weeks down in Worthington Manor. I don't know if you guys know that course.
Yeah.
But,
so you're just going to keep playing every 2-3 weeks until you hit one of these.
Oh yeah, man! I'm gonna do it whenever I can. You know, I gotta do this.
And then once you pass the test, right? And is this to be like an assistant? Is this to be head pro? What is this for?
No, I've been an assistant for many years now. This is basically to get my full certification to be a head pro. Which, you know, to be honest, I don't really know if I want to take it that route. I've actually been a certified personal coach for I don't know if you guys have heard of Golf Tech, but I've been working at Golf Tech for the past couple of years.
All right, so hold on.
EB out. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. What were we gonna say?
No, I heard about you trying to get your clubs fitted a little while ago.
I got all my irons. I just can't get my driver dialed in.
Right, the driver. Right. No, would love to help you out with that, man. If you want to come see us sometime.
Well, I would, but I talked to the guys at Golf Tech once, and they said they were gonna give me like an 8-iron or something. And I'm not driving all the way. I need. It's just too much.
He needs a bigger hook job.
I need a bigger hook. They want me to spend $2,000 on clubs and you know, like give me one free one or something. I was like,
No. Come to Ellicott City, ask for Harry, and we'll hook you up, man. We'll just do the driver. Forget about the 8-iron.
All right. Maybe he'll come out to see you. Thank you for the call, Harry. And
good luck, man.
Good luck qualifying going forward. All right, time now for fact or fiction.
Yeah, also known as FAF.
Also known as FOF, that's correct. You'll throw out a statement. You tell if it's fact or fiction. If you guess correctly, you win a prize. Who's up? Who's up first, DB?
All right, let me see here. Let's go to Mike in Falls Church. Hey, Mike, you're on with the Junks.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hello,
hey, Mike.
Fact or fiction, tomorrow Nicklas Backstrom of the Washington Capitals will appear in his 1,500th NHL game. Is that fact or is that fiction?
Fact.
That's fiction, my friend. I'm sorry. It's incorrect.
We did just talk about it.
He will be joining us tomorrow at 7:40 before his 1,000th game in a Capitals uniform in the NHL. Not 1,500th.
Let's go to Evan in Baltimore, line 4. Hey, Evan. What's up, man?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How we doing?
Evan,
buddy.
We're doing well. Hey. Fact or fiction, Evan? Today, I had scrambled eggs and turkey bacon for breakfast. Is that fact or is that fiction?
I just woke up, so it's going to be a complete guess, but I'm going to say it is fact that you had turkey bacon.
Again, you are incorrect. That is fiction, my friend. Mm. I had some delicious shredded wheat with blueberries on top.
Yeah,
no turkey bacon or eggs.
You don't usually have eggs and bacon pre 10 o'clock.
That's like a weekend type breakfast. That is not a during the week junk's breakfast.
Well, not unless you're keto. That's what we're having every day over here.
Oh, it is delicious, but I don't have time to whip up scrambled eggs and bacon during the break.
All right, let's go to line 5. Let's go to Pat in lovely Laurel.
Just trying to give away a prize here, Pat.
The next one's going to be fact. That's my prediction.
Hey, Dunks.
Hey, Pat. Hello, those porno stores still open?
No way.
In Laurel.
No.
We already knew the answer.
No?
He said no.
All
right, I've got a good vibe about Pat. Pat, fact or fiction? Cody Betts, who's pushing the buttons in the studio with drab T-shirt, loves to resell counterfeit jerseys from China to his coworkers. Is that fact or is that fiction?
Fact.
It's a fact, and it's a fact that you're a winner. You get a dozen Golfdom tailor-made Junkies logoed golf balls. Play the ball that's better for all. Play the tailor-made TP5 and TP5X compliments of and available at Golfdom. Details at thefandc.com/contest. So props to him. He wins. All right, we can do one more contestant, EB. We have more prizes on the line.
All right. Let me see. Let's go to Juan, line two. Juan in Manassas. Hey, Juan.
What's up, fellas? First-time caller over here.
Thank you, buddy. Bro? Appreciate the call. Juan,
I know they have porno stores in Manassas.
I'm sure they do.
Still. Come on.
Fact or fiction? They got a bunch of them.
Yeah, right.
You've been to all of them.
Fact or fiction, Juan. Jason Wirth's mansion in McLean is currently on the market for a cool $6.5 million. Is that fact or is that fiction?
Fact.
That's a fact. You're a winner. You've got two tickets to see Kane Brown with Jordan Davis and Restless Road November 4th, 2021 at Capital One Arena. For more information or to buy your tickets now, you can go to www.tour.canebrownmusic.com. So enjoy the show.
Jason.
Yes, sir.
Do you know what happened today, 2 years ago?
Hold on. Are we April 14th?
Yes.
April 14th, 2019.
Yes.
It would have been, I don't know, what would have been, like a Monday? I have no idea.
I don't know how this works.
Maybe it was a Friday. Who knows?
It would have been a Sunday, I guess. Tiger won the Masters. On this day in 2019.
It was April 14th? Okay.
I guess.
I was driving down to Hilton Head. I didn't watch any of it live because, remember, they moved it up because of weather.
Right.
And I was planning on leaving so early so I could get to Hilton Head to the house I rented in time to watch it, and I didn't see one shot live. I had to listen to it on PGA Tour Radio.
You're salty.
Right. I was.
Right.
All right, we got to wrap it up. We will see you again tomorrow. Don't forget, Nicholas Backstrom from the Washington Capitals making his first ever appearance on the show. He will join us at 7:40 before his 1,000th game tomorrow night, and Ryan Zimmerman at 9:20. We got to go. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next right here on 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.